Hi, this is Dick Vermeil. And if you're not listening to the grilling guys and following Bob's instructions, you're losing out, buddy.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. I'm Jop. He's Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, Jop. Morning, Grilling World. Do want to just relate a little story. We woke up yesterday morning to a tragic phone call. It's my daughter crying. She's got our Suburban. She's on her way. She works at Macy's. And she's on her way to work, and there's a spot on Foreman Road, or Bennett, that
yep.
There's constant accidents at. We lost one of her friends there several years ago, Austin, and it's just a tough piece. Yesterday morning, I mean, it rained the night before until 3 or 4 in the morning, and then it froze.
Right.
So the roads were black ice and ice. So she's just tooling along, and she hits this curve, little slick spot, bang, the thing's on its side. She's scared to death. She's fine. The silver bullet, the silver surfer is not in great shape.
Yeah, it was surfing on its side there for about 100 feet. But anyway, she came to a stop before she hit anything. That's the good part.
Yeah, but, so we get there, and as soon as we're approaching the accident, there's a guy standing at the top of the hills trying to tell everybody to slow down. A real good Samaritan, cool guy, lives on Boynton. And then we get down there, and the police officer's there, of course, and he calls a wrecker.
Beltline Towing, isn't it?
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's Beltline. And I'm helping the tow truck driver. He's a great guy, and he's busy yesterday morning because there's accidents everywhere. And this guy, Eric, from Beltline.
Shout out to Eric. Thanks for helping Maggie.
Yeah, what a great guy. And so we're talking, and he's like, says, well, what do you do? I said, well, I'm a grill rep. And he goes, oh, I love grilling, blah, blah, blah. And I said, well, I also do a radio show. And he goes, the Grilling Guys? Next thing you know, he's recanting certain shows that we've done and recipes and stuff. And I'm just pleased as can be, because now that's like 7 listeners we've got instead of 6.
That's right. But Eric, hey, thanks a lot for helping us out there and doing your job. I bet it was a busy day. But it's just kind of fun when you run into somebody that you have something in common with in a kind of a different situation.
Well, and the rest of the story is I walk up to the top of the hill before the wrecker even gets there to help this good Samaritan up there, this fellow from Boynton, and it's the same scenario. He starts telling me about the show. It's like, wow, we've got cars sliding at us, and I'm talking radio.
Right, well, or grilling, as it may be. But good thing there was no roadkill in that one. There's the moral to that story.
Thank you.
But coming up next, Bob has been taking a little bit of time with our friend Merle down at Allen Bob Sports, getting some bow hunting lessons. Bob is, we'll say, challenged from a tree when it comes to shooting his bow, and he's trying to get a little bit better at that. So we're going to have Merle on the line. They're going to talk a little bit about how to shoot a little better from a tree. So stick with us. We're the Grilling Guys. We'll be back.
Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.